You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal or online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the Quarantine Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The death toll in Gaza has reached 213 as Israel continues to attack the besieged territory by air, land and sea using U.S.-made warplanes and U.S.-made bombs. Health officials in Gaza say the dead include 61 children and 36 women. Over 1,400 Palestinians have been injured. Another 58,000 are internally displaced and facing shortages of food, medicine and supplies. On Sunday, 6-year-old Susie Eshkuntana was pulled from the rubble of her Gaza City home after an airstrike killed her mother and all four of her siblings. Her father, Riyad, was the only other member of her family to survive.
I ran to check up on the girls. My wife jumped. She hugged the girls and took them out of the room. Then a second airstrike hit the room. I could feel the ceilings were destroyed and I was left under the rubble. The last moment I saw my wife, I saw that she threw herself on the floor and the concrete fell on her head.
An Israeli airstrike Monday damaged the office of Qatar's Red Crescent. Another strike damaged the only COVID-19 testing lab in Gaza. Meanwhile, a clinic run by Doctors Without Borders was hit by an Israeli strike on Sunday. The World Health Organization reports Israeli attacks have damaged at least 18 hospitals and clinics in Gaza. Meanwhile, the White House said President Biden expressed his support for a ceasefire during a phone call Monday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But Biden did not directly demand Israel halt its assault. Biden faces pressure from over 24 Democratic senators who are calling for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Minnesota Democratic Congressmember Ilhan Omar is demanding the Biden administration halt a planned arms sale to Israel, writing, quote, "It would be appalling for the Biden administration to go through with $735 million in precision-guided weaponry to Netanyahu without any strings attached in the wake of escalating violence and attacks on civilians," she said. After headlines, we'll go to Gaza for the latest and spend the rest of the hour on the crisis. In Ethiopia, CNN reports Eritrean troops disguised as Ethiopian soldiers are blocking critical aid from reaching starving populations in the conflict-torn Tigray region. The World Health Organization says almost 5 million people in Tigray are in need of humanitarian aid, with severe and acute malnutrition becoming rampant. Some have already died of hunger, and there are reports of indiscriminate killings and widespread sexual violence by combatants. Over the weekend, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on the governments of Ethiopia and Eritrea to stop blocking humanitarian access to the region. In India, at least 21 people are dead and nearly 100 others missing after the most powerful tropical cyclone ever to hit western India made landfall Monday. The storm pummeled Gujarat state with the force of a Category 3 hurricane, compounding India's coronavirus catastrophe. 200,000 people evacuated ahead of the storm, including hundreds of COVID patients, and vaccination sites were forced to close. This came as India reports more than 4,300 COVID-19 deaths Tuesday, making it the deadliest day of the pandemic for any country. In the United States, a weekly average of coronavirus deaths has fallen to its lowest level in 14 months, while hospitalizations and new cases continue to decline. Nearly half of all U.S. residents have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, though the pace of inoculations continues to fall, with vaccine supplies outpacing demand. On Monday, President Biden said the U.S. would send at least 20 million vaccine doses to other nations by the end of June.
We'll share these vaccines in the service of ending the pandemic everywhere. And we will not use our vaccines to secure favors from other countries.
20 million doses represents a small fraction of what's needed to vaccinate most of the world's 7.8 billion people. Fewer than 5% of Asia's population, about 1% of Africans, have been vaccinated. On Monday, World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus blasted the growing gap between rich and poor nations as vaccine apartheid.
The world is in vaccine apartheid. As you know, high-income countries account for 15% of the world's population, but have 45% of the world's vaccines.
The U.S. Supreme Court agreed Monday to hear a challenge to a Mississippi law banning nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, even in cases of rape or incest. It's the first time Trump-appointed Justices Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Neil Gorsuch will preside over a major challenge to the court's landmark 1973 ruling Roe v. Wade. Oral arguments are set for the next term, which starts in October. A ruling's expected next year. Stacey Fox of Planned Parenthood Southeast Advocates said in a statement, quote, "We knew the day would come when that dangerous legislation would not only threaten the health, lives, and freedoms of Mississippians, but the entire country. That day is finally here," she said. In New York, the federal trial against environmental and human rights lawyer Steve Donziger wrapped up Monday with the defense refusing to call a single witness after dismissing the trial as a charade. Donziger has been in house arrest for over 600 days on allegations of contempt of court after he refused to turn over his computer and cell phone. The case stems from Chevron's unprecedented legal campaign against Donziger over his role in winning an $18 billion settlement on behalf of 30,000 Amazonian indigenous people who suffered the effects of toxic waste from Chevron's oil drilling in the Amazon. In an unusual legal twist, the judge appointed a private law firm with ties to Chevron to prosecute Donziger after federal prosecutors declined to bring charges. Steve Donziger spoke to reporters ahead of the trial's close.
The Chevron witnesses admitted that they had had multiple meetings with the private corporate prosecutors from a Chevron law firm to help them prepare their public prosecution of me in an effort to convict me. This is a process that is structurally designed to favor Chevron and to trample on my due process rights. I cannot get a fair trial.
A verdict is expected in June. To see our full interview with Steve Donziger, visit democracynow.org. In Arizona, Republican leaders in Maricopa County are demanding an end to the GOP-ordered vote recount in the 2020 presidential election results, calling it a mockery and a grift disguised as an audit. Last month, Arizona State Senate Republicans used their subpoena power to take possession of 2.1 million ballots, ballot counting machines, and computer hard drives in Maricopa County, Arizona's most populous region. The recount is being overseen by Cyber Ninjas, a company with no record of working in election security. The company's CEO has espoused conspiracy theories claiming the election was stolen from former President Trump. This is Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chair Jack Sellers speaking Monday.
This board is done explaining anything to these people who are playing investigator with our constituents' ballots and equipment paid for with real people's tax dollars. People's ballots and money are not make-believe. It's time to be done with this craziness and get on with our county's critical business.
In immigration news, a new report by the American Civil Liberties Union says Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, did close to nothing to prevent COVID-19 outbreaks inside immigrant jails and has even concealed the number of people in its custody hospitalized during the pandemic. A total of over 14,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 while in ICE custody. Officially, 9 people have died of COVID in ICE jails, but several others died shortly after their release. This comes as over 20,000 immigrants are currently jailed by ICE, a jump from just under 15,000 people at the end of the Trump administration. In a letter signed by more than 30 House Democrats, Congressmember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez writes, quote, "We are in a moment of racial reckoning in this country with communities across the country calling for an end to mass incarceration and racist policing. It's time to end the carceral approach to immigration, which relies on these same flawed systems," she said. Spanish authorities have apprehended about 5,000 refugees who swam from Morocco to the Spanish enclave of Ceuta in North Africa Monday. Among them were about 1,500 children. A Spanish government spokesperson said one person died in the attempt. Meanwhile, the German humanitarian aid group CI says it rescued at least 330 refugees in recent days as they attempted the perilous journey across the Mediterranean to flee poverty and violence in their homelands. And in El Salvador, transgender leaders took to the streets of the capital, San Salvador, Monday to mark the International Day Against Transphobia, Biphobia and Homophobia and to demand the Salvadoran government enact protections for the trans community. This is trans activist Brittany Garcia.
We're marching to demand the Legislative Assembly debate and approve the law on gender identity. It's about a change of name and gender in our identity documents. This identification is the door to accessing our social, economic, political, and cultural rights in the country. Trans people don't exist in El Salvador.
El Salvador and neighboring Guatemala and Honduras are among the most violent countries for trans and all LGBTQ people. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The Quarantine Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York with Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Just to- Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 28 degrees Celsius. Thursday will see a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 29 degrees Celsius. Friday there will be the chance of a shower with a high of 29 degrees Celsius. Saturday will be filled with showers and a high of 25 degrees Celsius. Sunday there will be showers at a high of 21 degrees Celsius. Monday will be sunny with a high of 19 degrees Celsius. Tuesday will be 22 degrees Celsius with rain all day.
And the fame. thy pearl to an ocean cast away. We sing, what is thy pearl to an ocean cast away.
saw me someday walking down the street. Tell me, baby, would you say that we would greet? You come to me and say, oh, honey, can you spend the night with me? As we walk and talk, I see your sexy body. Groove with me and oh, I could become your lady. Those smoky eyes are killing me, but I want you only for me.
Yeah, I'm smooth like silk, nice like milk, churned into butter like an umbrella, shelter from the rainy weather. Now it's a pleasure, put me in your treasure chest. I am blessed. Let me rest my head on your chest. Keep loving me and I'll do the rest. Keep loving me and I'll put you to the test. Keep loving me and I'll do the rest.
You know you're a smooth operator, and you know you can do better. You could ask for me, you could ask for her in every single country. You're a smooth operator, and you know you can do better. You could ask for me, you could ask for her in every single country. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, baby, if you know how much I want you, take me home and I'd be tempted to just haunt you. With my body and my fire, you know you want me to. But I know that this will never get me anywhere. The leopard in you makes me choose the spots I simply can't care for. No, 'cause one thing's for sure, I'm still that strong, intelligent girl.
You're a smooth operator, and you know you can do better. You could ask for me, you could ask for her in every single country. You're a smooth operator.
So no more chit-chatter, let's deal with the matter. Serve me up, yes, on a platter. Like a dumpling, just dip me in the batter. Love me today and you'll be in your future. It's a pleasure, yes, just to meet you and to greet you. You're so sweet, I just wanna love you. Just wanna love you, yeah, just wanna love you.
'Cause you know you're a smooth operator, and you know you can do better. You could ask for me, you could ask for her in every single country. You're a smooth operator, and you know you can do better. You could ask for me, you could ask for her in every single country. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, baby. Baby, you know that's how you are. Don't play me, boy. Don't play me, boy. That's how you are. Don't play me, boy. Don't play me, boy. That's how you are.
Good morning, Montreal. My name is Naomi Murney, and I'm super excited to be joining CKUT's Wednesday morning after show to bring you an overview of the city's cultural and artistic events for this upcoming week. I'm a newcomer, so you might have to excuse me for some janky sounds on my part, but I hope my enthusiasm makes up for it. I'm so excited to be here. We'll start off with the poem of the week, have a rundown of upcoming arts events, a musical break, a minute of mustard reviews, and we'll wrap up with a look at Sarah Stevenson's exhibit Before the Storm, currently taking the Fonderie Darling by storm. To start off, our new segment on the Wednesday morning after show will be Poem of the Week. Take a moment and listen to You Are Who I Love, written by Brooklyn-based poet Aracelis Kirmay, read by herself over Zoom at the Black Lives Matter and Climate Crisis program at the Climate Museum in July 2020. Once again, You Are Who I Love by Aracelis Kirmay.
You are who I love. You, selling roses out of a silver grocery cart. You in the park feeding the pigeons. You cheering for the bees. You with cats in your voice in the morning feeding cats. You protecting the river, you are who I love. Delivering babies, nursing the sick. You with henna on your feet and a gold star in your nose. You taking your medicine, reading the magazines. You looking into the faces of young people as they pass, smiling and saying, all right, which they know it means, I see you, family. I love you. Keep on. You dancing in the kitchen, on the sidewalk, in the subway, waiting for the train because Stevie Wonder, Hector Lavoe, La Lupe. You stirring the pot of beans, you washing your father's feet. You are who I love, reciting Darwish, Ben June. Feeding your heart, teaching your parents how to do the Dougie, counting to 10, reading your patient's charts. You are who I love, you who, with the seconds of your body, with your time here, arrive on buses, on trains, in cars, by foot, to stand in the January streets against the cool and brutal offices, saying, your cruelty does not speak for me. You are who I love, you struggling to see, you struggling to love or find a question. You better than me, you kinder and so blistering with anger, you are who I love, standing in the wind, salvaging the umbrellas, graduating from school, wearing holes in your shoes. You are who I love, weeping or touching the faces of the weeping. You, Violeta Parra, singing toward us in the dream. You, Joseph Jackson, carrying your brother home. You noticing the butterflies, Ayana and Tamir, sharing your water. You who did and did not survive. You who cleaned the kitchens, you who built the railroad tracks and roads, you who replanted the trees, listening to the work of squirrels and birds, you are who I love, you whose blood was taken, whose hands and lives were taken, with or without your saying, yes, I mean to give, you are who I love, you who the borders crossed, you whose fires, you decent with rage, so in love with the earth, you writing poems alongside children, you cactus, water, sparrow, crow, you my elder, you are who I love, summoning the courage, making the cobbler, getting the blood drawn, sharing the difficult news, you always planting the marigolds, learning to walk wherever you are. You come to me in dreams, speak to your children in your mother's languages, tootsing the birds. You are who I love, behind the library desk, leaving who might kill you, crying with the love songs, polishing your shoes, lighting the candles, getting through the first day, despite the whispers, sniping, fail, fail, fail. You are who I love, you who beat and did not beat the odds, you who knows that any good thing you have is the result of someone else's sacrifice, work, you who fights for reparations, you are who I love, you who stands at the courthouse with a sign that reads, no justice, no peace, you playing drums in the procession, you feeding the chickens and humming as you hem the skirt, you sharpening the pencil, you writing the poem about the loneliness of the astronaut, you wanting to listen, you trying to be so still. You are who I love, mothering the dogs, standing with horses, in brightness and in darkness, throwing your head back as you laugh, kissing your hand. You carrying the berbera from the mill and the jug of oil pressed from the olives of the trees you belong to. You are who I love, crossing the desert and trying to cross the desert. You are who I love, working the shifts to buy books, rice, tomatoes, bathing your children as you listen to the lecture, heating the kitchen with the oven, up early, up late. You are who I love, learning English, learning Spanish, drawing flowers on your hand with a ballpoint pen, taking the bus home. You are who I love, speaking plainly about your pain, sucking your teeth at the airport terminal television every time the politicians say something that offends your sense of decency of thought, which is often. You are who I love, throwing your hands up in agony or disbelief, shaking your head, arguing back out loud or inside of yourself, holding close your incredulity, which yes, too, I love. I love your working heart, how each of its gestures, tiny or big, stand beside my own agony, building a forest there. You are who I love, in the streets, packing the lunches with the rain on your face. How the tearing it down is a love song. You, at the edges and shores, in the rooms of quiet, in the rooms of shouting, in the airport terminal at the bus station saying no, and each of us looking out from the gorgeous unlikelihood of our lives at all, finding ourselves here, witnesses to each other's tenderness, which this moment is fury, is rage, which this moment is another way of saying, you are who I love. You are who I love. You and you and you are who.
And that was our poem of the week. You can find more of Girmay's work performed on YouTube, published on the Poetry Foundation website, or read it yourself in her 2016 collection of poems, The Black Maria. Up next, an overview of some of the upcoming arts events in the city. If you get a chance to, it might be a great idea to check some of these out. Up first, if you really like spaghetti, I bet you'd love line art. In which case, Quebec-born multimedia artist Julie Ouellette is your spaghetti woman. Her work, noted for its multi-textural nature and masterful work with lines and threads, is currently featured at 1700 La Poste. A documentary about the artist's work, directed by Bruno Bouillon, will be shown during opening hours. The exhibit will be open until July 18th, so make sure to snag a ticket this summer. With the opening hours of Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., visit 1700 La Poste at 1700 Notre-Dame Street West to see her work. Once again, that's 1700 La Poste, Julie Ouellette, ticket reservation essential, exhibiting until July 18th. Next, while we all know that conversing with a guy at a party who says his favorite movie is Pulp Fiction makes you want to walk directly into the ocean, why not immerse yourself in movies instead of saltwater? This week, you can attend the 8th edition of the SAT Fest, playing at the Société des Arts Technologiques until the 19th of June. The SAT Fest presents 8 short films created by artists from around the world that use digital motion graphics and 360-degree kinematics to create a fully immersive experience for the viewer. So book your ticket while you can and enter the world of the SAT Satisphere, located at 1201 Boulevard Saint-Laurent. Once more, that's the 8th annual SAT Fest at the Société des Arts Technologiques, ticket reservation essential, playing until June 19th. Up next, Flux Constant Flux is a free exhibition currently accessible virtually through the online website of La Centrale Galerie or at their window exhibition at 4296 Boulevard Saint-Laurent. If you get a chance to, La Centrale is a wonderful artist-run and feminist gallery, so if there's one place to get stood up by your her date, I'd recommend La Centrale. Again, that's free, and it's Flux Constant Flux at La Centrale Galerie, viewable until May 28th. Finally, La Marche de Nostalgique is an audio project of a fictional story lasting an hour and a half, designed to accompany you while you walk through Rosemont-la-Petite-Patrie. Entirely free, but requiring reservation of a bag to be picked up at Maison de la Culture de Rosemont-la-Petite-Patrie, it is an immersive and historical audio experience worth having, for the time it takes to bake a quote-unquote very dense carrot cake, according to my culinarily adept friend, Zoe. For more information, check out the Les Marcheurs de, or The Walkers of, website. That's free, and it's La Marche de Nostalgique at Maison de la Culture de Rosemont La Petite Patrie, happening until the 12th of July. And those are some of the events of the city. Now, my friend Lean Mshasha reviews mustard. This is Mshasha's Mustard Minute.
Hi everyone, this is Lean Mshasha, and this is Mshasha's Mustard Minute, the show where I talk about mustard because I like mustard. Today's actually our very first episode, and to mark this very exciting occasion, we're going to be reviewing Mai's whole grain mustard available at any of your local grocery stores. I personally recommend Super C, but that's a preference. So, this mustard has a very peculiar texture. That's what I would say is its most prominent quality, as well as a very, you know, notable nose feel. I'd actually define it as a classy fridge mustard. It's not intimidating, approachable enough to have it with an everyday meal, but classy enough to just add that little extra spark to your day. Our wonderful host, Naomi, actually, you know, described it as a chunky couscous, and yeah, I feel like that's an accurate description. If that sounds like something you'd be interested in, I would really recommend you head out to your local grocery store and pick one of these bad boys up. Thank you for listening to Mshasha's Mustard Minute, and make sure to tune back in next week for another exciting mustard review.
Next, a quick musical break with the 1966 pop song Dancing in the Street by the Mamas and the Papas.
Summer's here and the time is Baltimore and DC now.
Get it, we get that motor city.
And forget the boat and the
all way down in LA, California.
Way down in LA, California.
Not to mention, half like Nova Scotia.
Doesn't mention it, please.
A llama. You did it, Lebedev. Dream, you know.
Yes, I know.
Manchester?
That was Dancing in the Street by the folk rock American group The Mamas and the Papas. Up next, Bliss by Kiwi Fruit, spelled in one word with lowercase kiwi, like the fruit, and fruit, spelled F-R-O-O-O-T.
Like a rocket in space, be grabbing attention in these women's. I'm crazy. Check your tone when you drop a penny. It's no penny, and I don't care what the case be. Ooh, yeah, FAS, they fly on the daily. No dilly dallying. I want the medallions. I'm Brigitte, I rally him. Drop the beat in a sally and look and see me over. Watching on my feet, I am valiant. Let my tongue loose through my teeth. I taste a rapping battalion. Float, they calling me Ali, like popping a molly. Spit holy drip on a mic, I'm godly. Pocket trip out of poly. Train how it's fit, sour sweet hits, chugging quick like Charlie. Filming on miracle wicks for ballpoint picks, baby, I'm
undefeated. Quips. They wanna be me, think I'm dreamy, better make a
wish. Don't gotta be, but I be gleaming, vocals holy. With the G, I'll across the T's and I'm living in.
Bliss.
Such a blessing to live as me.
You wanna snap back, you like a ball cap.
But you stay frontin', no, it's mad gap. You wanna tap that. When I blow up, don't try to dab that or get on back back. Little piggy tasting the baby racks, I'll kick your baby back. Got what you lack, turn you to a track addict. Said I got a gift with the pen tip, I took a crack at it. And I'm fond of ballin' big, got move like Shaq at it. Keep on hating, plus you to the list of bitches mad at it.
Bliss by the artist Kiwi Fruit, spelled Kiwi F-R-O-O-O-T. You can find the music of both the Mamas and the Papas and Kiwi Fruit on Spotify or other listening apps. To wrap up, a review of Sarah Stevenson's gallery exhibit Before the Storm, currently exhibiting at the Fondery Darling until August 22nd. After visiting the Fondery this weekend, I came away incredibly impressed. The Fondery Darling, not the nickname of a Parisian dilettante in an Oscar Wilde play, but rather a contemporary art complex, is currently showcasing the work of local artist Sarah Stevenson. Her exhibit, titled after the idea of stillness before violent weather, contains six beautiful sculptures made of fishing lines, hanging in the industrial main hall of the Fondery. The sculptures are at once delicate and skeletal, engaging the viewer with their dual stillness and constant motion. Stevenson masterfully sculpts with material, space, and color to evoke physical and emotional reactions in the viewer. Her works tackle multiple organic, abstract, and architectural design concepts, as reflected in the titles of her work, Spike, Spine, Bruise, Nimbus, Burn, and Beam. Her sculptures are ultimately visualizations of these poetic concepts. If you get the chance to, make sure to stop by Fondery Darling at 745 Rue Ottawa, Thursday through to Sunday, 12 to 7 p.m., no reservation required. And that's it for this Wednesday Morning After. My name is Naomi Murney. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and it's been my pleasure to host today.
Well, that wraps up the show. Thank you for listening to the Wednesday Morning After. Keep it locked to CKUT.
Black male in the living hell set up to fail. I'm a black male in the living hell set up to fail. Even when we do good, they try to set us in jail. No peace, shoot a nigga while he walk in the streets. Pull him over while he's driving just to give him some beats. If he try to fight back, put his body in sheets. This is modern day slavery, nothing that you can say to me. Hate it that you hate on me, why can't we all just get along? Yes, but we still singing the same old song. Black girls getting kidnapped and used as slaves. Still trying to ask God why the world's this way. When I hear news like that, my heart just caves. Pac died years ago. But still I see no change, but I still see chains. Still victims to the system, especially when living with low income. They just want a reason to enslave you or take your life. They got bad genes, how the hell could this all seem right, huh? Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male. Now listen. Lady approach and ask me if I'm buying something. Had a look on her face like she's implying something. I just laughed and smirked and told her right now I'm just looking. Then she whispered under her breath, I could hear her mumbling. Wonder if she could hear my suffering. I'm tired of this racism that we all have to face. All because I got a different color on my face. Automatically assume I'm stealing due to my race. How about you check the history books, see who's a thief? Millions of people stolen that look like me. Still in disbelief, ask about the land stolen from the indigenous. I was sent from the messenger to deliver this. We need deliverance. Can't just live like this in this vicious cycle of viciousness. A bunch of hypocrites. Can't take it no more. Brother, try to get up. You tell him get on the floor. Always try to keep the black man down. Watch us cry and see a black man drown. In depression, what's the lesson? Been getting carded since an adolescent. Answer question. Why me? Why us? Why when we civilize, you try and make us dangerous? Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male in the living hell set up to fail. Black male. I'm a black male in the living hell set up to fail.
The Sleepy King starts now. The Sleepy King starts now. The Sleepy King starts now. The Sleepy King starts now.
I'm slowing down the tune. I never liked it fast. You wanna get there soon. I wanna get there last. It's not because I'm old. It's not the life I led. Always liked it slow, that's what my mama said. I'm lacing up my shoes.